Appendix A, Offensive Urban Operations Vignette. This example vignette is intended to provide commanders and staffs a broad entry point into visualizing planning considerations for the operations process in an offensive urban large-scale combat situation against a near-peer or regional adversary. It approaches a feasible urban operation problem from the perspective of a commander giving guidance and a concept sketch, but beginning task organization is not prescribed. Understand that as the operation develops all forms of offense, defensive maneuver will likely be fluidly used as the mission, enemy forms of maneuver, friendly priorities of effort, and task organization may change. Core. Team. After a tough initial landing and a secure foothold, Field Army 1 tasked our Corps 2 to move inland to secure main locks in pursuit of a retrograding Army tactical group. As we are at 93% combat strength, Corps 1, 80%, will move east, north of River Q's more open terrain, to continue deeper operational maneuver, but our available general supporting fires will service targets in range from general supporting fires. While air status is generally degraded down to parity or air denial due to heavy A2AD losses and residual enemy capacity from the initial air battle, sea locks are more favorable to amphibious movement and maneuver as long as the carrier strike groups can continue to apply sea power. Our core main effort is to continue pursuit south to secure sea, air, and rail ports of debarkation and seize the major port and provincial city Z. We will use the defeat mechanism of destroying the enemy in the provincial city, but may use the disintegrate or dislocate mechanisms in the surrounding cities. Suppression of enemy air defense and fires needs to focus on facilitating air corridors, setting conditions for marine amphibious operations, and disintegrating enemy sensing and C2 nodes for their long-range fires. Plan to use joint forcible entry where appropriate from our airborne, air assault, or air-landed capable forces. X, 10th Marine Expeditionary Force, is preparing to help the fleet secure Southern Sea approaches to Provincial City Z for further theater setting. Our mission will involve a movement to contact crossing at least one river. Consider riverine forces as an option in late Phase 2 or Phase 3. I would like two COAs that result in securing the northern approaches to the seaport provincial town in our AO for follow-on partner, naval, and consolidation of Gaines forces. Our task organization is similar to that found in FM-30 or FM-3-94, but JFC assets are available on early request. As branch plan to these COAs, we should isolate and bypass the area towns and villages en route where possible, if under a battalion enemy equivalent strength is encountered within, but they must remain encircled and physically isolated from the enemy main body, and we must control the provincial city Z of 350,000 without destroying its transportation infrastructure. United States Intelligence and Security Command and Military Intelligence Brigade Intelligence, along with our reconnaissance and security units, indicates remaining strong 50-60% peer threat resistance of 2-3 divisions scattered among a defense in depth around the area towns centered on Provincial City Z. There are some residual company-sized regular and irregular forces in the villages and towns. Our mandate to liberate Country X from its oppressors has given us adequate bilateral forces, but for this operation, we must continue to maintain combined arms team force ratios of 3-5 times those of enemy forces expected in the occupied towns to mitigate attrition and secure a more rapid and decisive maneuver result. Our shaping operations will focus on setting conditions to maintain standoff, interior lines, and security upon approach and inside of the towns and cities. DOS and USAID have helped us in this regard by sending messages through still-functioning social media platforms and other information-related capabilities, urging the populace to either displace or shelter in place. Our non-lethal targeting has also focused on shaping our military deception plan, as well as on potential defectors of irregular and regular force groups. While space and cyber cannot guarantee completely uninterrupted communications, units should ensure C4I command control communications, computers, and intelligence plans include appropriate redundancies and analog backups. I want our capabilities to disrupt enemy communications, but leave civilian lines open for messaging and follow-on stability operations. While we cannot conduct full non-combatant evacuation operations, once frontline combat units have passed, alternate supply routes will be used to channel displaced civilians to partner nationwide refugee camps they plan on establishing, D+7 through D+14. Considering sustainment, once we are in the cities, and if we experience further 20-30% losses, we may consider changing avenues, task organization, or priorities of support or fires. Army pre-positioned Stock 12 is available for commitment on authority of release by the JFC commander with Theater Sustainment Command coordination. Continually, our sustaining operations prioritize Class 1, 3, 5 to the front, and for units below 60% combat power, Class 7 for non-recoverable or repairable end items. Medical units will need advanced stock of 120% modified table of organization and equipment for Class 8 in support areas. And ground CASAVAC and exchange points will be the most likely method to care for our dead and wounded. Enemy air defense posed too much of a threat to medevac helicopters or deeper forward arming and refueling points. There is also limited helicopter landing zone space in and around the dense provincial city. But terrain managers should consider parks, commercial parking places, or sporting venues for contingencies and use mountainous masking features to enable aviation where feasible. I want level 1 care as far forward as possible out of direct fire range, but also secured in hasty strongpoint defenses by available line units. Reserve unit employment may focus on preventing an encirclement via breakout attempts or to help a unit finish. Mobility will need to ensure clearance of routes that are sure to be mined or booby-trapped, but units will not delay and will continue to maneuver using direct or indirect firepower to reduce any encountered obstacles. Planning factors required for determining ammunition consumption include the ammunition combat load, daily estimated expenditure rate, and resupply capability within the context of the proposed or ongoing operation and operational timeframe. These figures will generally include the packaging weight of material in the total weight and cube when determining transportation requirements. Combat load is the minimum mission essential equipment and supplies as determined by the commander responsible for carrying out the mission, required for soldiers to fight and survive immediate combat operations, FM4-40. As we surround and secure through these urban areas, we will establish support areas and use civil affairs to assess and begin reestablishment of basic governance functions. After security, temporary governance teams will need to be employed to address basic needs down to the block level. Curfews, martial law, and summary courts-martial are authorized by commanders to maintain order, prevent crime, insurgency, looting, and destruction. However, commanders must also build trust openly and communicate to the populace through any remaining local leaders. The JFC retains capital crime review, but commanders may detain and imprison lawbreakers and prisoners of war until they can receive due process to the rear or support area by military police. To consolidate gains and allow combat unit progress, units are encouraged to empower a local competent city or county government under United States supervision and rearm a constabulary with non-automatic small arms to enforce host nation laws if they are deemed vetted by the Coalition Provisional Authority Judge Advocate General. Division. As Division 2 will follow and assume Division 1 to secure Provincial City Z through the Central Corridor, our Division 3 will fix enemy forces in the village along the western axis of advance, followed by its envelopment, isolation, and deeper drive south to an eventual 300-meter wet gap crossing. I expect this to occur D plus 5 through D plus 7, and pending enemy resistance, the clearance of the village of 7,000 with over a battalion enemy strength should initially take 3 to 5 days if committed. Movement rates will, of course, be faster if there is less than a battalion, and we are able to encircle, isolate, and bypass the villages and towns quickly. This mission will help secure further undeveloped landing sites for the Marine Division should their port seizure of Provincial City Z not progress as planned. I want 2 COAs that entail the clearance of city by our combined arms team mechanized forces should we encounter over a battalion, with a 2nd and branch that involves isolating the towns with a BCT and bypassing with the remainder of our combat and functional/multifunctional brigades to develop the gap crossing corridor for remaining Corps 1 forces. Divisions 1 and 2 in the Eastern Corridor will bypass the towns, but must secure only the railhead in the easternmost town, establishing a hasty perimeter defense until heavier follow-on forces can arrive to encircle this town. Ensure your maneuver enhancement brigades follow close enough to enable their combined arms battalions to secure support area command posts and consolidate gains by securing rear areas in defeating remnant forces. Engineer and military police brigades can help facilitate transition to stability once major combat has passed and the Corps rear boundary moves past them. Division 1 in the east will focus on disrupting the enemy integrated fires command and then secure the airport of debarkation while maintaining exterior lines and cleaning up pockets of resistance in the rear area for Division 2 to press south to encircle the area city. Our Division 3 will continue our attack with the wet gap crossing to the smaller river to the south, with a limit of advance to just outside of armor direct fire range on the perimeter of Provincial City Z. Brigade Combat Team. Once Divisions 1 and 2 have largely enveloped or bypassed northern towns under battalion strength and have secured the area city on approximately D plus 10, Division 3's BCTs and the Marine Regimental Landing Team will begin encirclement of Provincial City Z to destroy or displace the enemy within and gain control of sea and rail ports of debarkation. These COA options need to consider use of the rapid mobility found in our striker formations seizing from the south, and once enemy air defense is suppressed, we may consider an air assault or a feint to seize city governance or key infrastructure locations. Includes city operational variable centers of gravity, major transport locks, and nodes. The assault into the city must maximize tactical vehicle speed and surprise to transition into initial urban battle positions and footholds, facilitated by close adjacent unit and echelonment of indirect and direct fire coordination from optimal support by fire positions. Our combined arms team armored forces will clear through the city, but units may need to quickly transition to hasty defense, as some remaining enemy regimental tactical groups may be consolidating for a counterattack from east of River Q. Our ISR should focus on isolating the eastern portion of the city as an economy of force measure, until Division 1 can isolate this far side. The Corps commander has retained clearance of fires on targets in vicinity of essential power, water, and medical facilities to facilitate the suppression of enemy air defense plan, but units retain the right to self-defense and destruction of forces near these no-strike targets if threatened. The Air Operations Center and Land Component Battlefield Coordination Detachment will work with the supported ground commander to arrange a keyhole template in accordance with ATP 3-09.32/MCRP 3-31.6. With a cardinal direction air access airspace control plan over the city's coordinating altitude, with forward air controllers airborne on station to maintain urban situational awareness, coordinate, and deconflict Air Force and Marine Corps aircraft once ground clearance begins. If significant residual irregular threats remain in the city upon conclusion of major combat against peer threat forces, we will likely need responsive options to clear through the city multiple times, avoiding civilian casualties, so that consolidation of Gaines forces can emplace the military governance apparatus until the Coalition Provisional Authority can reestablish Country X's government and security forces.